There is a boldness that the enemy has fought, not a boldness of speech or a boldness of soul, but a boldness in the realm of my spirit, a boldness of heart, a boldness of believing. Against his fight, there is a rising up. There are those who are walking in greater degrees of who they are in me, so that situations might be changed and that people might be freed to then go on and walk forward in me. Far too many lack the vision of the power available in prayer, in private time with me, but I have never quit calling for each man, woman, and child to take their place in me. My body has an inheritance in me to do great exploits, and this very much includes what takes place in the secret place, one-on-one with me. To the bold, I say, be bold. Let your boldness bring forth manifestations of answered prayer. I desire to do many more things through prayer. This inheritance of fellowship, it is for all who call upon the Lord to be saved. Fellowship is communion with me, and communion with me leads to a fellowship where you ask according to my will, and it is done. Fellowship is to include a union with me where my compassion and passion flow freely through my beloved and the captives are set free. The inheritance of fellowship includes a position of authority where a son or daughter might learn who they are in me and stand strong in the authority given through my name. Fellowship with me in prayer is always most pleasing to me, whether with new babes learning of kingdom things or with those who have graduated into places in our fellowship, accomplishing much as they follow my spirit's leading. Oh, my body was born for fellowship, and learning of their place in me, and learning of the fellowship with my spirit, and of the many facets of kingdom living. It is a royal inheritance of dominion and authority, and it is an inheritance of sweet intimacy that accomplishes many things through my presence with you and yours with me. The doors of fellowship, the doors of dominion and authority have been opened to all who are born in me, and it is through these doors that I desire to see many inhabit the secret place with me through fellowship. My yoke is easy, and my burden is truly light. To take my yoke upon you, to learn of me, includes inhabiting this place of fellowship where you ask of me according to my will, and because you know me, you know with a certainty that I will do what you have asked of me. Oh, the fellowship with me in the secret place where you partake of my authority and stand with me in places of dominion, where you revel in the beauty of my glory. This fellowship is a place of grace and understanding. I have gone before you so that you might walk as I walked with my Father. Therefore, I delight in the fellowship of my beloved, and I delight in your stand in me of victory, for our union is in the truth of who you are in me because of my victory. Our union is a fellowship indeed. The secret place of our fellowship is a place of great victory for those who walk closely with me. I am leading the way into greater dominion and authority and great boldness in me. I am leading into greater expanses of the inheritance for those who walk ever closer with me. Oh, the things that we will do together in the secret place are greater than the present glory that you have seen. Great will be the exploits of those who fellowship with me in authority and dominion in that secret place of fellowship, you and me.